Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A lot happens in 125 years, enough to write at least one book. So that's what three members of the South Broadway Athletic Club did. They dove into the archives of the club's past, dating back to the end of the 19th century, and put together a coffee table book full of photos, documents, and descriptions of an historic local institution whose story continues today. Here to talk with us about that book titled South Broadway Athletic Club, St. Louis's home for boxing, wrestling, and cheap beer since 1899, we have one of its co-authors and club member, Miriam Moynihan. Miriam, hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
We also have Kevin Wilkins. Kevin is the sitting president of the South Broadway Athletic Club. Kevin, hello to you as well.
Thanks for having us.
And welcome to both of you. Now, let's start at the very beginning. What and whom was the South Broadway Athletic Club founded for? Kevin?
Well, it was founded by a group of immigrants in 1899, basically as a way to get together and to promote. Interestingly enough, it started as a debate club and then very quickly transitioned to a boxing club, which I think is the natural progression of that. Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting as we dove into the history to find more about the folks who founded this organization. And it was a way for them to start a community, basically.
Mm-hmm. And who were those founders, Miriam?
It was five young men who were, they all lived in South St. Louis in the Soulard area. They we think that they were all under 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And the young man who was the president was 18, and he, I know.
Well, at that time, I mean, 18 meant something very different, right?
It did, yeah. It was a different time, different life.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that made this club distinct in its early years from other, you know, similar clubs?
Well, the city, the south side of St. Louis, it was a neighborhood of immigrants, and it was a time of sports that were starting to come into their own, which was boxing and wrestling. Mm-hmm. And so the various neighborhoods would each have their own hero, and so it was also a time when clubs started to become more popular. The Turner Clubs are a very good example of this. The Turner Clubs were everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so the South Broadway Athletic Club was a similar version of this.
And what is a Turner Club?
The Turner Clubs were, it was an offshoot of a German idea of physical fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was men, and they would get together and do physical fitness, lift weights, and, you know, try to tune their bodies better, and it was kind of the beginning of the physical fitness movement in mm-hmm. the United States, really.
Yeah. Kevin, you'd mentioned that it was originally supposed to be a debate club. That is a different kind of boxing, kind of going back and forth. How much of this history were you familiar with when you first visited the South Broadway Athletic Club many, many years later?
Sure. I knew none of it until I joined, and I've been the president now for 10 years, so I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of folks who, you know, lifetime members who've been there 30, 40-plus years, talk with a lot of different people over the years my grandfather boxed here, or my great-uncle was a wrestler here, things like that. So there's been a lot of oral history that I've learned over the years, but in digging into this, we were really able to find out a lot more about the club and get it in writing, which I thought was very important, rather than just rely on oral history.
Mm-hmm. What was your first visit like? I mean, what were you there for? Do you remember you know, like maybe how it smelled?
It's a great question. I can tell you exactly what it looked like and how it smelled, because it was in probably the 2000s. I had some friends who lived in Soulard, and they said, hey, do you want to go down to South Broadway Athletic Club for wrestling? I said, sure, I'll come to a wrestling event. So we went on a Saturday. It was $2 draft beers, which we still have today. Mm. You could still smoke in there at the time. So there was literally a cloud of smoke hovering above the top of the wrestling ring. And there was 400 to 500 people packed in there, screaming their heads off and having an absolute blast.
Then it must be a very big space.
It's a very large space. Yeah, yeah, we can hold 600 to 700 people pretty easily.
And you went to watch wrestling, not
yes,
to engage in
just
it.
Just to watch.
Okay. How about for you, Miriam? What was your first introduction to it? Or is there kind of a moment of your experience with the club that really stands out in your mind?
My first introduction was about 10 years ago when my brothers moved a longstanding event to the South Broadway Athletic Club. They had been doing the Last Waltz concert the night before Thanksgiving for many years at various clubs around St. Louis, and they needed a new space, and they loved the South Broadway space, and so moved it there. And it turned out to be the best year that they had ever had. And we loved it there. And so we started going to that every year and just started going to more events there. And so it just became a thing.
Mm-hmm. And you visited in 2023, from what I understand?
That's when I joined.
Oh, when you joined.
But I first visited about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it took some time.
Yes.
And there were some interesting developments in the club as you know, you were kind of getting to know it. And I want to make sure that we get to that, because women were like in but not officially in the club until 2016, right, Kevin?
Correct. Yes. Yes, there was an active ladies auxiliary, which had done wonders for the club and really helped keep the place open in the lean years. And that was one of the things when I took over as president, and I told some of the older members, if I'm going to be the president of this place, we can't have a separate ladies auxiliary. We all have to be under the one umbrella, and we all have to do this together. And the ladies were all on board. Not initially. Some convincing. They needed to know that we weren't just trying to get their bank accounts. I really just wanted everybody to be under the same, you know, organization. And it's, you know, one of those things that had always been done that way. And that's just the way it continued. And I'm glad the ladies agreed to join up with us. And they were pivotal to keeping the place open there. Still, we have so many ladies who help run the organization, serve officers, board of directors. But in the lean years, the ladies auxiliary really, really helped save the club.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 125 years is a very long time. Miriam, tell us a little bit more about why there was resistance to joining.
For myself?
No, for the
women.
For the women, yeah.
I think Kevin can speak better to this. And by bank accounts, he means, you should probably explain that.
Oh, sure.
Well, the ladies auxiliary technically had their own separate accounts. They ran the kitchen at events. They had their own separate money that they chose to spend how they wanted to. And I think the resistance was a little bit over the years. Certain men that were in charge of the club didn't necessarily probably handle the finances as well as the ladies. The ladies always took care of their finances properly, and the men tended to overspend or be wasteful, and they just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page going forward.
So finally they did come on.
Of course, yeah. But I was also a very new member when I took over as president, so they hadn't known me for very long yet either. So it was a learning process.
Yeah. So joining the club, I mean, there are certain clubs that are very exclusive. There are different requirements to get in. Is everyone welcome at the South Broadway Athletic Club? And what does membership require?
Membership requires showing up on the second Friday of the month for the general meeting and filling out a very short application. And you have to have two sponsors. And then you go through a very informal process in which it's an up or down vote for the whole group of nominees for the month, and then you pay your $25 for the year.
Yeah. So can the general public get in? I mean, when you described going to that wrestling match, was it open to anyone?
Correct.
Okay. And is there like a is there an age limit? Well, not a limit, on the minimum for membership?
Not really a minimum. We do have generally 18 and up if you want to actually be a, you know, join and be an active member of the organization. Like Miriam said, it's a very simple process. I do have her make everybody get up in front of the membership at a meeting and actually speak and tell us who you are and something about yourself,
right.
Which most people are terrified of public speaking, so that's always fun to to watch.
Well, I imagine that $2 drafts,
yeah,
that can sometimes help with some of the right. courage, right? So I want to make sure we get to this, the book, and why you all decided to create one. From what I understand, Kevin, you got some people together to look at the archives. Was there already an archive, or was it just a fancy word for like stuff that was in a bunch of boxes?
Well, by archive, it was stuff in a bunch of boxes placed on top of our walk-in cooler that had been there for decades. So, yes. We had a lifetime member, Rick Lanius, who ran a printing press, who has since passed away. And Rick was responsible for doing the 100-year anniversary book. So we had a very small pamphlet, and he still had all the photographs and a lot of things laminated. And so he had done a great job preserving a lot of this history already. And so we wanted to dig a little bit deeper and look outside of the club and see what else we could find, what other stories we could find, you know, about the organization.
Mm-hmm. Among the stories that you did find, what was it that guided your decision to include certain things in it, Miriam?
It was an incredibly long process that took, I mean, there were 9 members of us in the archive committee, and we met every Monday for a year, and we went through the boxes, decided the pictures that we liked, you know, discovered various stories in the newspaper stories and outside stories. And once we started the process, members and various people from outside started approaching us with stories also. And so we realized that we only had a certain number of pages in the book, and we could have ran twice as many photos probably if we had room. And so we really had to sort of curate and make hard decisions about what to put in the book and what to leave out.
Of what is in there, is there a photo or a document, Miriam, that felt like a really cool discovery?
Some of the photos that we found at the St. Louis Mercantile Library were exceptional, including the photo on the cover of the book. And then the stories of the 1904 Olympics, we didn't really know about that until some of the members came up and told us about it after we talked about it at one of the general meetings. Mm-hmm. One of the members, his ancestor had been one of the men who won one of those medals representing the South Broadway Athletic Club as an 18-year-old wrestler at the World's Fair Olympics. And so that was a really interesting, fun thing for us to learn. We also learned that the company that built the building that we're in, the building that we've been in for more than 100 years, it was the same company that helped supply the steel for the arts, for the Eads Bridge.
Oh, right, right.
And so there are stories that tie our club to the city of St. Louis that makes us part of the fabric of the city that just made it so interesting to discover. There were, you know, one of the female boxers was the first Golden Gloves female prize winner in St. Louis representing South Broadway Athletic Club. Her name was Tammy Dyer. And there were numerous stories that just rose to the top that we knew we had to tell these stories and put these pictures in. And if we didn't have the picture, we wanted to find the picture. Mm-hmm. And so we worked hard at that.
Given where the club is now, and you know, I understand that it very much serves now as a community event space, why have you decided to go in that direction, Kevin, you know, in this next phase of the club's history?
Yeah, I just thought it was very important for us to be more inclusive, just overall, and including with the neighborhood, and be a resource for other neighborhood groups who want to host their meetings there. We have city, you know, safety meetings there, and Soulard Restoration Group has events there. And we just wanted to be a more inclusive space and welcoming to all. Mm-hmm. And it's, one, it was just the right thing to do, but two, it's also just helped get more people through the doors and open their eyes to, oh, I've driven by this old red brick building 100 times, never knew what was in there. And now, you know, people show up to more events and show up and join. So,
a last question here. Spaghetti wrestling, does that still happen?
It's been a few years since we've had spaghetti wrestling. That is one thing we've been in the talks of trying to bring back. We actually, Joni, who used to run Joni's Pizza in Soulard, did it as a fundraising event every year. And it was always a week of Mardi Gras event. And so she would help put it on. We would provide the space, some of the wrestlers. But we really need some creative help to bring that back. So if anybody is interested, please reach out to me.
Okay.
I'd love to bring back spaghetti wrestling.
And again, just to clarify, it's not spaghetti that is wrestling. It's wrestlers in spaghetti, right?
In a blow-up pool.
Kiddie's pool.
Kiddie's pool of spaghetti. And then we all would also serve a spaghetti dinner at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know if that would be.
Not the same spaghetti.
Thank you for clarifying. Miriam Moynihan is a member of the South Broadway Athletic Club and co-author of the book South Broadway Athletic Club, St. Louis's home for boxing, wrestling, and cheap beer since 1899. And Kevin Wilkins is the sitting president of the South Broadway Athletic Club. Kevin and Miriam, thank you so much for joining us today, and congrats on the book.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
This episode was produced by Darius Farner. Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.